A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right on the Money, special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
So you got a credit card because you fell in love with their rewards program, right? But I'm looking at this news release from creditcards.com. Dave, we're going to speak to Ted Rossman in just a moment about it. Look at all the stuff that's getting left on the table that folks aren't spending. So you get $300 or more in cash back or gift cards not being spent. Free hotels stay. You aren't taking up, you know, you aren't cashing in on the reward. Free flights, not cashing in on that reward. Kind of defeats the purpose of getting a credit card with some sort of reward system.
The one I remember the most, I had gathered and saved up for years and years. And this is what it bought me. Two nights, hotel in Paris. That was it.
That's memorable.
This was years of saving up points, and I got two free nights in Paris.
39 million rewards credit card holders didn't redeem any rewards in the past year. Wow.
That doesn't totally surprise me, and I don't think it's as crazy as it sounds, because a lot of people, I think, save them up even for years to go to Disneyland. We've done that. Save them up to go to Paris. We've done that. We hoard them like Smaug the Dragon, like Dragon's Hoard. We hoard these points because when we use them, we want to make sure it's for the best thing ever.
Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst with Bankrate. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what is the deal? What's the excuse for not using the reward?
The biggest excuse is that people are saving up for a specific future redemption, which I guess I understand. I mean, yeah, you may have a specific trip in mind. The problem, though, is just like we've talked about before with gift cards, you know, a lot of people have unused value just sitting around. In the case of gift cards, it's an average of $175 a person. I think for credit card rewards, it could be a lot more than that. And the problem is that these points and miles do lose value over time to inflation, to program changes. You know, maybe that 50,000 mile flight today is going to cost you 60,000 next year.
Oh, so true.
The point is you want to earn and burn strategically.
Hold on. Earn and burn. Did you come up with that yourself? Because I'm going to put that on a bumper sticker.
I can't take credit for that one. Yeah, some people in the credit card reward space talk about that. But, you know, it's true. It's different from, let's say, your 401k where, yeah, you'd love to be a millionaire. You don't want to be a points millionaire. I mean, you want to earn these, but you want to actually use them as well.
Ted Rossman, a senior industry analyst at Bankrate.com.
And comedian. So Ted, what, when you say use them strategically, earn and burn, do you think just like what, set a reminder to check our points every few months and make sure that we're spending those points? Or if we have got a gift card coming to us that we're turning around and not stuffing it in the back of our wallet and letting it rot there?
Yeah, all of that. You know, I really view these programs as inflation busters. You know, you think about travel, of course, or even just everyday stuff. Groceries, for example. I have a credit card that gives 6% cash back at the grocery store. If you're using cash or debit on groceries and you switch to this card, I mean, that right there saves you 6% on everything that you buy. The key is to pay in full and avoid interest. We don't want to be paying 20%, which is the average credit card rate, and just getting 1 or 2 or even 5 or 6% in rewards. But where these programs really work for you is if you're paying in full, avoiding interest, then it's free money. And cash back is very simple and universal. Travel's probably more lucrative, but a little more complicated. But it becomes personal preference at some point.
Is there a favorite reward system, point system that gets used?
Cashback is definitely America's favorite credit card reward. What's interesting, though, is that travel is probably more lucrative on a cents per point or mile basis, but you need to do a little more work. You need to find the optimal redemptions. You need to have the flexibility to travel on the right dates. Yeah. That's where, you know, a lot of times people ask me, what's the best credit card? Of course, it depends on your individual habits, but I would offer a no annual fee, 2% cash back card, like the Citi Double Cash or Wells Fargo Active Cash. I think that's a strong suggestion for the masses, you know, because that could be your only card and that's a pretty solid return. It could be a foundation and then you add other cards that do even better in certain categories. Most people don't want to be overly complicated with this, so that's where I think that's an especially good option.
Ted Rossman, can we take you into the bonus round real quick before we let you go? He's with Bankrate.com, having him on the line after seeing this news release that went out regarding folks that are just either not or forgetting to redeem their cash back or their rewards points they get through a credit card program. I'm just wondering if there's still any 0% credit cards out there for folks who may feel like they're in over their heads right now and want to make a balance transfer. With interest rates the way they are, we're sitting on the cusp of tomorrow. We're expecting the Fed to announce whether they're going to raise interest rates yet again. Do you have any suggestions?
I do. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, too, because rewards are fun, but we should talk about the other side of it, because it's roughly half and half, cardholders who carry debt versus those who pay in full. So if you pay in full, go for rewards. If you have credit card debt, no shame, a lot of people do, get one of these 0% balance transfer cards. You could avoid interest for up to 21 months with the cards like the Bank America card, Wells Fargo Reflect, Citi Diamond Preferred. The competition here is pretty robust, and it's actually surprised me how generous these offers have remained despite higher rates. There's no free lunch, of course. After the term, the rate goes way up. But do your best to pay before the clock runs out. It could save you a lot of money in interest.
Ted Rossman, thank you for joining us. Earn and burn, that is what I'm taking away from this. Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time with us. Ted Rossman, a senior industry analyst at Bankrate.
We've got breaking news. Kate Davis running in from the newsroom right now. Shows a development regarding the death penalty, and is this regarding Lori Vallow?
Yeah, Debbie, exactly. We've just gotten this breaking update from East Idaho News that the judge in this case has granted a motion to take the death penalty off the table. So that means that Lori Vallow Daybell will not be eligible for the death penalty at this point. And again, Lori Vallow is being tried for the murder of her two youngest children. Mm-hmm. That's the case that's been ongoing for a very long time now. And again, the death penalty is off the table.
Well, that's a big development. Kate Davis, thank you so much for running in here with us. I knew that there had been some movement up in Idaho regarding that request, but now we are learning, Kate Davis just reporting, that the death penalty has been removed in the case involving the mom, Lori Vallow Daybell. But my understanding is, I think this trial, and I don't know for sure, I think this trial starts in April, Dave. We're going to check into all of that and bring ourselves up to speed on where things are at. But I think that's a pretty big development in this case.
And you'll remember Chad Daybell, her husband, is well charged with the murder of the two children. I think J.J. Vallow was 7 years old. Tylee Ryan was 16 years old, two of Lori's children. We've followed this story for a long time, but an interesting development that the death penalty has been taken off the table. You'll remember that Lori Vallow has kind of gone in and out of competency that's been questioned. That's why it's taken so long, I think, to really bring this trial about.
Jury selection begins just a matter of days, March 27th, so the end of this month, and the trial is set to begin the first week of April. We'll continue to follow that development right here on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.